And it's chis for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're in the middle of Siman Resh Pei Beis. We started with Kriyas HaTorah, and we last that we spoke we yesterday about the fact that if you want to make Haisafis, you could make Haisafis. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Ramon Sif Aleph. V'yeshayimrim, the biyantiv ein lahaisif. When it comes to yantiv, you should not add on any Aliyas. The simple reason is you don't want Yontif to be like Shabbos. So Yontif is 5, Yom Kippur is 6, right? So it goes the other way. Weekday is 3, Rosh Chodesh is 4, Yontif is 5, Yom Kippur is 6, Shabbos is 7, right? So 7 you can be Maisif on. But if I'm Maisif on Yontif, it sort of becomes like Shabbos, right? You can be doing as many. So it's brought down that on Yontif we're not Maisif. Also on Yom Kippur, we don't add any Aisafis because in Yom Kippur, each Aliyah starts and ends in a very, very specific place. And it has to do with the Yom and the Rayim, and therefore we don't add on Yom Kippur as well. So therefore you should not add. V'chein ha'agam medinas elu, that is the minhag by our countries, our cities. We do not add aliyas generally on Yom Tov milvad, except b'simchas Torah, shemesif and harbe, there obviously we add many, many aliyas. B'chol Yom Tov einam eftirim and in ha'kruyim, the kedul kaman. As we'll see soon, the person you're calling up for the maftas on Yontif, the reason he's mentioning Yontif, because Yontif, the mafta has to do minyan de yomer, right? We lain the whatever the karbonis of that day is, so that is not part of the count. So Yontif, we do 5, and Yom Kippur, we do 6. The mafta is not included on there in that calculation. So let's see the Mishnah Berura. Ein lo haisiv shenat anon on Yontif, k'chal Yontif b'Shabbos. If Yontif is on Shabbos, so then it becomes, if Yontif is on Shabbos, it becomes exactly like Shabbos. The fact that it has, in addition to Shabbos, it also has Yontif, that doesn't take away the fact that it's no worse than any other Shabbos. You should not add anything on. Mishum sherosheh parshas mechuvanim shemesayimim b'milui d'chapara. Each the parshas all are in a very specific place, as I mentioned, and therefore you should not add on. Milvat simchas Torah, except on simchas Torah, g'day sheyiska kolecha likra b'Torah beisim a Torah, that everybody should be involved and get a aliyah in the Torah. We'll see later on. He says it's also kavod haTorah that every single person gets an aliyah. So although the Ramah said that our minig is not to add on Yontif, because some people hold that you shouldn't add on Yontif, but most of the Paiskim hold that you really are allowed to add on Yontif, it's just not our minig. So on Simchas Torah, Altz Kavod HaTorah, we go on the Shita that you could add as many aliyas as you want. Einam Aftim writes Alayma, the Lamafta Kaira Parshim Fneyatsu Bechayvus Ayayim, and Yontif, the mafter is a separate laning. It's not like on Shabbos we repeat the last few psukim. It's a separate laning. Umizem imele gam ken raya de naktina ladina kendeya risham jayna biyantiv. Mutav lo haitza minya krumen lakamen. We'll see that lamaisa, we'll talk about this more in a little bit. On yantiv be'etzem and adin, you could add on, it's just not our meaning to add on. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, muta likreis oilam harba, afal pisha kora zeh, masha kora zeh v'chayz mevarach, ein b'kach klum. Technically, if you want, this is not what we do. Technically, says the Mechaber, we are able to call up as many as aliyahs as you want, and each read the same thing. So we said before that you can be Maisev, so Maisev, generally what we're used to, is we break up the aliyahs, we don't relane the same thing, right? That's what he was talking about in Sif Aleph. We don't relane the same thing, we lane new stuff. However, over here, the Mechaber is telling us that if I want, I can do even more. What can I do? I can reread the same sukkim again. Okay, says the Rima, and how the Yesh Eisrim, that those who disagree and say that you're not allowed to do this. V'chei nahago medina seilu, that is our minig. We do not reread the same laning. Chutz mi b'simchas Torah, except in simchas Torah. She nahago laharbais b'keruyim v'nahagi k'svarer China. So although our minig is like the Yesh Eisrim, that we do not add on to the, we do not reread the same parshiyos like the Mechaber said you could. However, on Simchas Torah, we do, in order to accomplish that everybody gets an aliyah, which we spoke about in last Sif, but there he's talking about, not talking about the fact that you're going to repeat psukim. But on Simchas Torah, we also saw on this shita that you could even repeat psukim. Let's see The Mishnah Brewery said that you can add on other, you can reread the same parshias, and each time the person makes his own bracha, ein b'kach klum, there's no issue. Umikol makom, ein ha'olam min ha'minyan. That's not when you're relaning. So if I call somebody up, let's say the parsha started pasuk aleph in a perek, and I lane somebody pasuk aleph beis and gimel, and then I go ahead and I call a new person up and I lane aleph beis and gimel. That person's not counted to the seven that I need. I need seven people laning new. You have to add on at least two psukim. Now, we learned much earlier on when we learned Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, it's really you have to add on three psukim unless it's the end of a subject. So it's either two or three, but it's a minimum two. So if I called up a guy and I laned him pasuk aleph beis gimel, I called up another guy and laned him again aleph beis gimel, that's not considered aliyah number two. I still only had one. But if I laned the first person aleph beis gimel, and the second person I laned gimel dalet hey, and hey finishes at the end of a subject, that would be two. And as we already had in Kuflam and Zayin, that when there's a wedding and there's a lot of people who want aliyahs, we don't relane the same sukkim. Except on Simchas Torah is the only time that we reread the same sukkim. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Hakol, very interesting Mechaber. Hakol Olam L'Minyan Shiva. You count anyone to the seven. Afilu, Isha, a woman, Katan, a child, Shigadelim, that understand who they're making a bracha to. So, Min HaDin, says the Mechaber, you can actually call up for an aliyah, a lady. You can call up for aliyah, a Katan. Aval Amru Chacham, and the Chacham said, Isha lo sikra b'tzibah m'nei kvoy datzibah. It's not appropriate for a woman to get up and read the laning in the tzibah because of kavod datzibah. Now you got to remember, when they used to do it, whoever had the aliyah, that's the person who laned, which is obviously not the way we do it. But so min hadin, the mechaber says you can really give a woman, you can really give a katan. However, you should not give a woman. Now according to the mechaber, you can give it to a katan. Let's see the mishabur l'minyan shiva. When we're laning during the week or Mincha and Shabbos, and you need three, you don't. Women and children are not. So you need at least three men that are adults. So why was Shabbos classified? Do Adin Laminian Arba Chamisha Shisha Shiyas Beresh Chodesh Yom Tov Yom Kippur Gam Keili. So the Eilat Shabbos says that on the Monday and Thursday laning, on the Rosh Chodesh laning, on Yom Tov laning, and on Yom Kippur, you cannot count women and children. The cotton Afim Ein Sham Kain El Cotton. Now, even if there is no kayin that's over bar mitzvah, Karin Isai says the according to the Mechaber, call up the cotton for kayin. The das amagin Avram she ain't avim mechuyavim likra that we don't have to do that. It's optional. So if you're in shul and there is no adult kayin, there is a child kayin. It's up to you. You can eat normally if there's an adult kayin, you don't have an option to give it to Yisrael. You have to give it to a kayin. But when the kayin is a katan, you have an option. You can either give it to, again, we're going according to the mechaber that you can give a katan. You can either give it to this katan kayin or give it to Yisrael. It's up to you. Okay? The mitzvahs, why? The mitzvahs say the kiddush doylein them al kayin katan. What's the whole reason that we said that you have to give a kayin the first aliyah? Because the kiddush doylein chol davishem kedusha, the kayin goes first for benching, for anything davishem kedusha. Therefore, by laning, who should get the first one? I have a mitzvah of kiddushta. I should give it to a kohen. But the mitzvah of kiddushta only applies to somebody who's over bar mitzvah. So therefore, it becomes optional. You could still give it to a kohen if you want, if it's a katan, but you don't have to anymore. The ksiv es ki es Hashem. Why? Because the end of that pasuk, the kiddushta. Why? Ki es lechem elikechu makriv. Because he is being makriv the karbanis. Therefore, you should give him first. The katan la ba'avaydahu. Since a katan cannot do it, so a katan is clearly not included in the mitzvah of the Kiddushta. If there is no kohen in the Beis Medrash that's over 13 years old, kohen Yisrael, kohen kohen, we call up Yisrael. Va'afilu yesh shem kohen katan, even if there's a kohen that's a katan. V'yosem izeh nahagin kayoyim, our minik says the Mishavur, she'ein kohen katan klal l'shem aliyah. We do not call up a katan. Afilu kva nishlam minyan akruyim. So even if it's a hisafa, I don't call it cotton. Ella lamafta. There's some places that have a meaning that for mafta they do give a cotton valiyah. Kosav amagin Avraham b'shem esayfa seifrim. Sha'anoshim. Afal pi she'ein chayovim b'talmud Torah. They don't have a chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Mikol makom chayav l'shmaya kriya seifa kanoshim. They have to listen to the laning. However, they're not noyig, but other rabbi yesh mekaymish and the haggis and nashon lotzei schutz beis hakriya. They didn't even stay inside by the laning. So this really stems from the Gra. The Gra held that women do not have a chiyuv in kriyas hatayra, and therefore they can go outside. And certainly, and hopefully shortly, we're putting out a little sheet for the women, the halachas, when it comes to the davening, and hopefully we'll have it in shul this week. The ladies, if they have a choice of listening to laning or saying or davening, or certainly if they have a choice of listening to laning or davening, but they would miss Man Kriya Shema, they should daven over listening to the laning. Some say they should better they go outside when they daven, but that's ain't Mekayim right over here. Sheidei they have to know who they're davening to. That's the only way we can give them an aliyah. And they cannot read the aliyah. The Yikra, the cotton cannot read, and everybody says along with them. Unless the cotton already has two sires. So when it comes to a bar mitzvah boy, when he's 13, we assume that he has shtei sires. Why? Because this is really, as we said yesterday, is a halacha in the very sifrim. So when it comes to the rabbanon, with simcha on the chazaka, that most boys at 13 have shtei sires. However, when it comes to a daraisa, we're not simcha on it. What happens if you're in a shul? Nobody knows how to lane except for a cotton. Even if he didn't bring two Cyrus yet, that you are able to have a cotton read the Torah. But of course, this is only a b'di'evid when you have no other choice what to do. Just want to, we have another minute because we started late, so we'll finish up. Yesterday we spoke about the Nishmas. Just one more thing that I wanted to share that I saw from the same Avudraham, which was very, very beautiful. We say in the Nishmas, Hein Heim Yoidu Vavarchu. Hein Heim meaning Klai Yisrael, us. We will be Yoidu, we will be Tzavaydah, Vivarchu, and we will bless Hashem. He says that this refers to the 100 Meir brachas beyond the 100 brachas that we say every day. He says, you look at the words, Hain, Hain is Gematria 100. Hain is 55. Hain is 45 is Gematria 100. Hain, Hain, through the 100 brachas that we make every day, that is the Yoidu Vavarcha. I thought that was very, very beautiful. So just wanted to add that on to what we learned the other day about Nishmas. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.